Mimi for the reading of the scriptures.
好多謝 Mimi 為去讀經。
Well, good morning.
喂，早晨。
My wife Shari and I are blessed to be here with you to worship our Lord together.
我同太太 Shari 好蒙福，我哋可以喺度一齊敬拜。
We look forward to a fruitful ministry here at Pacific Grace and Beach Church.
我哋好期望喺度有。事工有好美好嘅果效。
Well, this morning I've been invited to speak from the book of Jeremiah.
我會被邀請講嘅係耶利米書。
And we'll be looking at a familiar passage that we've already read.
我哋會睇一段好熟悉嘅經文，我哋頭先讀咗啦。
This may be a familiar passage to some of us.
这个可能对于我们来说是一个很熟悉 的经文。
And perhaps even a favorite passage for some of us.
可能是我们的至爱的经文来的。
Well, we'll be looking at a familiar, as I said, we're looking at a familiar passage. And in particular, I want to refer to Jeremiah 29, verse 11.
在这段这么熟悉的经文里面，我特别想看到耶利米书二十九章十一节。
It says, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord, "plans to prosper you, not to harm you; plans to give you a hope and a future."
就系咁话嘅。耶和华说：我知道我向你们所怀嘅意念系赐平安嘅意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
Now this can be a verse that gives us a source of encouragement and comfort.
这一节圣经可以是给我们 有鼓励和有安慰的。
As we perhaps face new beginnings, as we perhaps face some challenges in our lives.
特别是当我们去面对一些新的开始或者一些新的挑战的时候，在我们人生新的阶段的时候。
And I hope that this will be a word of encouragement for you today, as it has been for me.
我亦都好希望呢节圣经成为对你嘅鼓励，就正如佢对我有好多次嘅鼓励一样。
We take comfort in this verse, because we believe that God does promise that He does indeed have a plan for each of our lives.
我哋觉得好安慰，因为神呢个应许话佢真系对我哋生命有一个计划，亦都真系计划。叫我们昌盛的，给我们有盼望。
That He does plan for us to prosper, to give us a hope and a future.
祂给我们昌盛，给我们有盼望，还有有一个前程。
Now, this may offend some of you.
可能这个会令大家听到会不舒服。
Because we may like this idea especially,when we believe that God's plan for our prosperity is associated with wealth and a successful life.
我可能喜欢这个想法，特别是说讲到神对于我们，神计划我们的昌盛是跟我们得到财富，跟我们有一个成功的人生有关。
In fact, we may like it even better when we believe that God's promise of prosperityis a measurement of our spirituality and devotion to God.
特别是可能我们更加喜欢的就是当讲到这个昌盛 是去量度或者反映我们的灵命，我们对神有多忠心。
And you may have heard these kinds of messages before, that God does want you to prosper, that He does want you to be successful, and if youJust give in some money to such and such an organization, God will give you everything you ask for.
你可能都有听过类似的信息，就是说神想你去昌盛的，神想你去成功的，你只要将钱捐给某某机构，那神就会应承你，就会应允你所求的。
And we have to ask ourselves, does this type of message cheapen God's promise of hope and restoration.
我们要问自己，这种这样的信息会不会贬低了神应许我们 所有嘅盼望，有嘅复兴咧？
Is this what God really meant by promising us prosperity？
当神话应许我哋去昌盛嘅时候，神系咪真系咁解咁嘅意思咧？
Now what happens to our faith when the prosperity doesn't come？When we're in difficult situations and circumstances that we never thought we would find ourselves in.
如果这个昌盛没有来到，如果那我们的信心会怎样呢？如果我们在一些困难的情况，一些环境里面，我们从来都没有想过自己会落入这样的情况，那我们会怎样
呢？ Well, this is where we find the exiled Jews in chapter 29, verses 1 to 23.
这个就正正是被掳的犹太人，他们在耶利米书第29章里面，他们作为神的子民，他们落入的一个光景。
See, despite God's numerous warnings and grace, they're in a situation they never thought they would find themselves in, which is exiled in Babylon.
即使神给了很多的警告，也有很多的恩典给他们，结果他们都是落入一个情况，他们从来都没有想过自己会搞成这样的，就是被掳到巴比伦。
Now, to learn more about how the Jews were exiled to Babylon, I refer you to 2 Kings chapter 24, verses 8 to 17.
你想知道多些关于犹太人怎样被掳到巴比伦呢？我鼓励你去读《列王记下》24章8到17节。
Now, Jeremiah 29, verses 1 to 23 is a letter from home.
耶利米书29章1到23节是一封从家寄来的信。
And I think that we can relate to this idea because I think we've received letters from home before.
我想我们大家都可以 去理解，或者 是看到跟我们有关系，因为我们都会收过从家寄来的信。
There is a degree of comfort and familiarity when we receive a letter from home that people haven't forgotten about us.
当我们收到从家寄来的信的时候，我们会有一种安慰，会有一种很亲切的感觉，就是他们没有忘记到我们。
Well, in this letter from home to the exiled Jews, Jeremiah is telling them that he hasn't forgotten about them.More importantly, that God, Yahweh, has not forgotten about them.
在这封由家乡寄去给被掳犹太人的信，耶利米正正是告诉他们，他没有忘记到他们。更加重要的就是他们的耶和华神没有忘记到他们。
And so this is how Jeremiah writes his letter. He begins with God's encouragement to settle.
耶利米是这样去开始他写他这封信，从神而来的信的。就是去鼓励他们去在那个地方住下来。
In these verses, Jeremiah writes that God is encouraging the exiled Jews to not rebel against their captors, but instead to settle down, to pray for them, and in this way they would prosper.
在四到七节，耶利米就写话神鼓励他们不要去造反，不要去对抗那些掳掠他们的人，反而在那里住下来，安顿下来，去并且为那里的人去祈祷，这样呢，神，这样他们就会昌盛了。
Now, to put this in perspective, Jeremiah has just spent the last 28 chapters warning them of the consequences of their rebellious hearts.
我们看回耶利米书，我们知道耶利米用了头嗰二十八章圣经去警告佢哋个心去叛逆嘅时候有咩后果？去警告佢哋会经历被掳。
He warns them of the captivity they will experience if they do not return to God.
如果佢哋唔翻返去神嗰度嘅时候，佢哋会被掳。
What they do not expect.It is God is the one who has orchestrated their captivity at the hands of the Babylonians.
他们所没有 去想过的就是，原来神就是那位在背后去安排他们在巴比伦人手上被掳的神。
Because if you look at these verses closely, you'll notice the words I carried at the top and at the bottom.
如果你睇仔細啲去睇呢啲聖經嘅時候，你會留意到喺英文聖經裏邊係話我帶或者係去拎佢哋。中文聖經係話我使佢哋被掳到嗰度嘅。
Which wasn't meant to communicate that God had abandoned the Jews.
其實兩次唔係話神已經放棄咗離棄咗呢班被掳嘅猶太人。
Rather, the exile was a new phase in relating to God.
反而呢個被掳到巴比倫係一個同神佢哋同神嘅關係嘅一個新階段。
And to the Jewish mind, this was unthinkable.
對於猶太人嚟講，呢樣嘢簡直不可想像。
God would not ask us to stay in a foreign land. He would not ask us to pray for our enemies. He would ask us to help them to be prosperous.
神冇理由會叫我哋留喺外邦人嘅地方嘅。神冇理由要叫我哋去為我哋啲仇敵去祈禱嘅。我哋冇理由喺度係幫佢哋使到佢哋昌盛嘅。
The exiled Jews saw themselves as victims rather than embracing the opportunity to renew their covenant with God.
被掳嘅猶太人睇自己作為一個被害者，一個受害者，而唔係去捉緊呢個機會去重申佢哋同神所立嘅約。
And so Jeremiah continues with God's warning against false prophets in his letter.
耶利米繼續去講到神對於佢哋警告佢哋唔好聽假先知嘅説話。
It may surprise us that in Jeremiah's day, when he proclaimed this message, it wasn't very well received.
我哋可能會覺得驚訝，但係喺耶利米嗰個時候，當佢宣講呢個從神而嚟嘅信息嘅時候，啲人唔係好受落嘅。
Because it wasn't the kind of message that the exiled Jews wanted to hear from God.
因為呢個唔係嗰啲被掳嘅猶太人，佢哋想聽到從神而嚟嘅信息。
They wanted to hear about the destruction of their enemies and a swift return to Jerusalem.
佢哋想聽嘅就係佢哋仇敵會被毀滅，佢哋可以快快脆脆翻去耶路撒冷。
So then Jeremiah offers God's promise of restoration.
耶利米俾佢哋嘅係神應許佢哋去復興。
In these verses 10 to 14, God gives them a promise for a hope and a future.
喺十到十四節裏邊，神俾佢哋一個應許，就係有盼望同埋有一個美好嘅將來。
He promises the exiled Jews in 70 years, not only will they return to Judah, they will return to a restored nation of Israel.
應承嗰啲被掳猶太人就係話，佢哋喺70年之內，唔單止佢哋會翻返去猶大地，佢哋亦都會翻返去一個復興嘅以色列國。
But God's gracious gift of prosperity was contingent on His people's willingness to repent, to put Him first again, to return to their first love.
但係神俾佢哋呢個俾佢哋去昌盛嘅呢個恩典，係視乎佢嘅子民愿唔愿意去悔改，愿唔愿意去将神摆喺首位，再去重新翻去佢哋嘅最初所爱。
See when Jeremiah uses the word prosper in verse 11，
耶利米喺第十一节里边用中文圣经系赐平安，但系英文嘅时候佢用嗰个字系昌盛。
It wasn't talking about immediate short-term financial gain or successful living for the exiled Jews.
他說的不是說即時的一些短線的錢銀上面你會賺到錢，又或者你很成功地去你過一個很成功的人生。
He was talking about restoring the Jewish people to wholeness.
他說的是怎樣復興他們，使到他們去完全。
And furthermore, the phrase a hope and a future，
並且那個嗰句話有盼望，有一個前程。
Should be translated a hopeful end，
應該係譯做有一個有希望嘅結局。
So we really should read this verse.
所以我哋读呢一节圣经嘅时候
，that God promised a plan to restore the Jews to wholeness and to give them a hopeful end.
其实系神应许佢哋话有一个计划去使佢哋复兴，叫佢哋去完全，俾佢哋一个有希望有嘅结局。
However, as we read verses 15 and onward,
但当我们去看第15节一路下去的时候
the exiles reject God's prophecy.
这些被掳的犹太人他们不听神，不听这个预言，
placing their trust instead in their king and false prophets, Ahab and Zedekiah.
他们反而将他们的信心摆喺佢哋嘅王，摆喺啲假先知嗰度，摆喺亚哈，摆喺西底家嗰度。
So Jeremiah concludes with God's punishment for the unrepentant Judah and their false prophets.
所以，耶利米总结嘅时候就系讲到神嘅对于犹大对于假先知嘅惩罚。
Jeremiah warns them not to put too much faith in their false prophecies.
耶利米警告他们不要放那么多信心，放那些信心在假的，那些假的预言里面。
Jeremiah is challenging the exiled Jews to rethink where are they placing their trust.
耶利米其实是挑战着这些被掳的犹太人，去重新去想他们是应该将他们信心放在哪里。
It's not in their Davidic king and false prophets who offer false hope.
不是放在一个大卫家 的王，或者是放在一些会给他们假希望的假先知道。
They should be placing their trust in Yahweh who offers real hope.
他们应该相信的是他们的耶和华神给他们真的希望。
To us as modern believers,
对于我们现代的信徒来讲，
when we read the book of Jeremiah,
当我们读耶利米书的时候，
all we hear about is doom and gloom.
我们听的好像全部都是一些没落啊，一些很负面的信息。
But here in this chapter,
但在这一章里面，
It's not about doom and gloom.
讲的不是一些负面的信息。
God has a promise that gives the Jews as well as us a lot of hope and encouragement.
反而是神给应许的，给不单止是被掳的犹太人，也都给我们有很多的希望，有很多的鼓励。
Because I believe that we can identify with the situation the exiled Jews were at some point in our lives.
因为我相信我们个个都可以认同或者去想起一些情况，好像我们在我们人生里面都有一些情况好像被掳的犹太人一样。
For example,
例如
Have we not found ourselves in situations where we never thought we would be in because we chose not to listen or obey God?
我们没有试过我们自己落入一些境况，我们从来没想过自己会搞成这样的，就是因为我们选择不去听神或者去跟随神。
We knew what the right thing to do was, but we chose to disobey anyway.
我们知道应该做的是什么，但是我们结果都是选择去不听。
And then we blamed God for the mess that we find ourselves in.
跟着我们就去怪责神，就说为什么我们会搞成这样。
Well, this letter gives us a hope that God is not vindictive nor desires to punish us, but really He desires to restore us if we repent.
这封信告诉我们听，给我们有希望，就是神不是要 去报仇，或者经常都想着去惩罚我们，反而他所希望的是去叫我们 去复兴，叫我们如果我们去回转，我们悔改。
Have we also not chosen to listen to worldly wisdom?
我们不是都试过选择去听这个世界的智慧？
We go to people who tell us what we want to hear instead of seeking God for His leading and direction in our lives.
我哋去听嗰啲我哋想知道会讲一啲我哋想听嘅说话嗰啲人嗰度去攞意见，而唔系去寻求神，去寻求佢去指引带领我哋嘅生命。
The truth is that God does have a plan for us to prosper, as long as we seek after Him with all our heart, mind, and soul.
真相就系神真系有一个计划叫我哋去昌盛嘅，只要我哋去。尋求祂，我们尽心尽性尽意去尋求祂。
As Psalm 37 verse 3 to 4 reminds us,
正如诗篇37章3到4节提醒我们，
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart.
诗篇37章第三到四節咁樣講，因你嘅憤怒，我嘅肉無一完全。三到四節，你當倚靠耶和華而行善，住在地上。以他的信实为粮，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
I think as modern listeners, we get hung up on the words prophet and prophecy.
我谂作为现代嘅聆听者，我哋成日会听到啲讲到先知或者系预言。
When we hear these words, we think about future predictions.
我哋听到。这些字眼的时候，我们就会想到怎样去预知未来。
I think we would gain a better understanding of the prophets.
我相信如果我们有一个更加好的 去明白啲先知。
If we understood that instead of being able to see the future, in reality the prophets were people who saw the world through God's eyes.
就是当如果我们去明白不是这些先知不是说看得见未来，而是他们可以看这个世界，透过神的眼去看这个世界。
And so I'd like to conclude with four insights from Jeremiah chapter 29 verses 1-23.
我今天总结的时候想提到有四点的亮光，是在耶利米书29章1-23节的。
For our personal reflection on God's promise of prosperity.
给我们个人去反省神应许的昌盛。
First, for the exiled Jews, all they could focus on was their captivity.
第一，对于被掳的犹太人来说，他们唯一他们可以专注的就是他们被掳这个事实。
So much so they lost sight of God's promise of prosperity.
他们去到一个地步，他们见不到神所应许他们的昌盛。
And so for us today, when we are faced with difficult situations in our lives, are we so focused on our pain and discomfort that we don't take the time to see it from God's perspective?
对于我们来说，当我们面对人生里面有些困难的处境的时候，我们是不是都只是懂得专注在我们的痛苦，我们的不舒服上面，我们没有花时间去从神的角度去看。
Is this an opportunity for God to work in your life? Are we allowing God to use our difficult situations for His glory?
这个是不是一个机会给神在你的生命里面去工作，我们是不是容让神去用这些困难的情况去荣耀祂呢？
For others to prosper from our suffering.
也都给其他人在我们所受的苦上面，他们可以得到昌盛。
Secondly, the exiled Jews listened to the wrong people for God's promise of prosperity.
第二，呢啲猶太人佢哋聽一啲唔啱嘅人去尋求神嘅神應許佢哋嘅昌盛。
They sought a human solution rather than focus on God's will.
佢哋揾嘅係一個人嘅解決方法，反而唔係去專注喺神嘅心意身上。
See, when we're faced with our life's decision, the Bible urges us to seek God and wise counsel in mature believers who will advise and pray with you.
当面对人生很多抉择的时候，圣经叫我们去寻求神，寻求祂有智慧的意见，也都是 有很多成熟的基督徒，祂会 给意见，也都为我们去祈祷的。
And so a question for us today is, who is influencing your decisions?
这个问题就是，今天谁是影响你的决定呢？
Thirdly, God's promise of prosperity would give the exiled Jews the desires of their heart.
第三，神所应许的昌盛是给被掳的犹太人，给他们心里面所想要的东西。
But Jeremiah wasn't telling them what they wanted to hear, and so they rejected him and God.
但耶利米所讲的嘢唔系佢哋所听嘅嘢，结果佢哋就反对，佢哋就唔听耶利米，唔听神嘅说话。
I want us to know today that God does have a plan for you to prosper.
神真系有一个计划去叫我哋去昌盛噶。
But it's not about our earthly security or the success of our plans.
但系并唔系关乎我哋地上面有冇一啲平安稳妥，或者我哋人嘅计划里边有冇成功。
God's promise of our prosperity lies in our seeking Him with all our heart, mind, and soul.
神所应许我哋昌盛，就正系在于我哋去寻求佢，我哋全心全意，尽心尽性尽意去寻求佢。
He will fulfill our heart's desire because that is His desire as well.
佢会满足我哋心里边嘅渴望，因为呢个正正系佢嘅，亦都系佢嘅渴望。
Lastly, Jeremiah warns the exiled Jews to not place their hope and trust in the wrong things.
最后耶利米警告嗰啲被掳嘅犹太人，唔好将佢哋嘅信心，唔好将佢哋嘅信念，唔好将佢哋嘅希望摆错喺一啲唔应该摆嘅嘢上面。
The implication is very simple for us.
呢个对于我嚟讲系一个好简单嘅意义。
Where and what do we place God's promise of prosperity?
就系我哋摆神所应许我哋嘅昌盛。我们放在哪里，放在哪里，还有放在什么？
Is it in our education, wealth, or status?
是不是在我们的教育，我们的财富，或者我们的地位呢？
In God's perspective, these are short-lived and offer no real meaning and purpose.
从神看来，这些 是很短暂的，也都没有一个真正的意义和目的。
It's only in God through Jesus Christ that His promises of prosperity last forever.
唯有是透过耶稣基督，神即是应许我们有一个传到永远的昌盛。
Is that hope in you today?
这个盼望你有没有呢？
I'd like to lead us in prayer. That's it. Father God, we just thank you again that we can be in your house today to worship you through song and word. We pray, Lord, that this message will stick with us throughout this week as we face all the different challenges in our lives daily. Father God, that we truly do have a hope and a future. That truly, Lord, that you have desires for us to prosper. But Lord, that you also want us to be a people who come back to you, to return to you, to put you first in our lives. So Father God, I pray today that we would do that, that we would not just focus on the prosperity of the world, but truly the prosperity of the eternal kingdom. We ask this in your most holy and precious name. Amen.